Hi, my name's Dave Dickens. I oversee ministry partner development for the campus ministry, and I'm just so excited for you as you're stepping out in faith this summer to do two things, I guess, to raise your support for your summer missions project, as well as going on that project. And it was over 20 years ago, as a sophomore in college, that I found myself in your shoes doing the same thing, as the Lord led me to go on a summer project to Yellowstone National Park. And the lessons I learned in that process of raising our support, or my support, was so significant in terms of my view of the Lord, in view of realizing that the Lord is our provider, and just seeing how people responded that summer to my mission to joining with me as a ministry partner, which is so encouraging. And those lessons I learned then have stayed with me these 20 years that I've been on staff with Campus Crusade. We've heard from my good friend Ellis Goldstein, as he's talked some about perspective and about having a biblical perspective on ministry partner development. And I'd like to take some time and talk more perhaps on the practical side of things, some things that you can take with you as you go about this endeavor. Three things I just want to emphasize, first of all. And these, I think, really make a difference in terms of being successful in ministry partner development, or what we call MPD. And the first is being full of faith, trusting the Lord with all of this, with your whole heart, that He will be the one who provides for your needs and for your support. He owns it all, and there's a sense where He's already raised up the people who will support you, and you're just in the process of finding out who those people are. But being full of faith and trusting in His sovereignty and trusting in His provision. The second is that we need to work hard. Raising support is a job. It is it does take a lot of work. And so as you're getting into this, keep that in mind. That it's going to take hard work, and you're going to need to keep focused through the summer or through your spring in raising that, the support that you need. I understand the process is writing the letters and getting those in the mail, but perhaps the hardest part will be making those phone calls, calling people back for decisions. And as you're needing to do that, you need to be faithful in following through and making those calls. And the third, I think, key part of being successful with MPD is just learning how to really communicate your vision. People will be excited about what you're doing. But people, something that we say in MPD is that people give to people justified by the cause. And so they're going to be excited about what you're doing, but as you're able to articulate that vision for the cause, for the vision, for the mission of your summer, they're going to be so excited about that, and that's going to encourage them and cause them to want to partner with you. Now, obviously, through your letter, you want to do a good job of casting that vision. But also, as you're on the phone, be sure you know how to articulate that vision as you talk about your summer. Or even as you see people just for in church, just for a brief visit, and as you're talking with them, you should be able to articulate within a sentence or two your excitement about the summer and what you're trusting the Lord to do. So keep those three things in mind. Being successful in MPD requires being full of faith. Requires being willing to work hard, and also is keyed on being able to communicate your mission and your vision. Now, three other things I like to share that I think are also helpful, again, more on the practical side, is using an acronym of ACT, A-C-T. And the A stands for being assertive, or even being aggressive. You know, taking the initiative with people, that is just such a key part of ministry partner development, that we are taking the initiative with people, sharing them about our ministry, and asking them to join with us as a ministry partner. So the first A, being assertive. The C is being courageous. And this actually ties back into where we were talking a little bit about faith. And when I think about doing things that are courageous, it means trusting the Lord and stepping out in faith. And there'll be some phone calls that you need to make, or maybe all your phone calls are going to require courage. But as you are, you know, picking up that phone, do that with a courageous spirit. again, knowing that the Lord is with you and the Lord is going to provide. And the T in our acronym ACT is for tenacious. People are busy. It's hard to find people at home at times. It will take tenacity on your part just to continue to follow up, continue to initiate, continue with those phone calls. And we never want to be pushy or insensitive, but until somebody says no to you as far as helping you with the summer, continue to appropriately, you know, ask them to be involved. I know for some folks I've had to call 10 or 15 times just to get in contact with them, either to talk to them about an opportunity to give to our ministry, or just following up on a decision from a letter that I sent, similar to what you will be doing. So be tenacious. Just keep after people, again, not in a negative way or in a pushy way, but just be faithful in getting back with people and getting their response. Well, I'm excited, again, I'm excited for you in your summer. I think of all the things I've learned on summer projects as a student and as a staff person. But I'm also excited, you know, about this process that you'll be going through with Ministry Partner Development. The Lord's going to do some great things in your heart and through you as you're connecting with people. And people are going to get a bigger sense of the Great Commission because of the opportunity they have to talk with you and give to your summer. So keep that in mind as well, that it's not just a one-way street, but that God is working in your heart, in your life, as well as in the life and heart of prospective partners. So God bless you. I'm excited for you and excited to hear and see what the Lord does this summer.